Hello, welcome to Have Roots, We'll Travel. My name is Lisa Elvin Stoltari, and I'm a genealogist and a passionate traveler. This past year, we have been exploring the world of Les Filles du Roi, the King's Daughters, and taking each one of them and doing a biography and getting to know them just a little bit better. Let's get started on number 93. Regular viewers of my channel know that I produce a video called Les Filles du Roi, the program 2.0. Have a look at that if you need more information and how the program worked and what the ladies went through. I think it will give you a good point of reference for your particular ancestor. Let's explore episode number 93. Who's our girl of the week? Her name is Anne Daudet, and she is a viewer request. I do not have her in any of my files, so I thank my viewer for recommending and suggesting this one. So let's get to know Anne a little bit better. Anne was born about 1651 in the town of Blois on the Île de Ré that we talked about in a couple of videos ago. And it is just across from La Rochelle, and it's an island, obviously. Île meaning island. Her parents were Jacques Daudet and Marie Gouchard. And this island became English in 1154 when Eleanor of Aquitaine became Queen of England through her marriage to Henry Plantagenet. The island reverted back to France in 1243 when Henry III of England returned it to Louis IX, I just love all these numbers, through a treaty. In 1360, however, with the Treaty of Brittany, Île de Ré briefly became English again until the 1370s. So that's a bit the history, and you can see exactly where she is from on the Île de Ré. And this is just the little church that she would have been baptized in, and just kind of like an example of the kind of architecture that's there. I thought that was charming. So Anne would leave for New France in 1669 at the age of 18 after her father's death. With her, she carried a dowry worth about £300. She sailed on the Saint-Jean-Baptiste, and she arrived in Quebec City on June 30th, 1669. Here's the groom that she selected. His name was Jean Moulet de Champagne, and he was born in 1648 in a town, a commune, called Mortagne-sur-Gironde, and it is found in the Charente-Maritime department in southwestern France. That little red dot there is where it is found, and it borders the banks of the Gironde estuary. This small town was for centuries a principality, a title it acquired after the Hundred Years' War, but ended up losing it. Being an important military stronghold, it also became a leading port in the 18th century, with the Gironde port being ranked third after Bordeaux and Blaye in the middle of the 20th century before declining gradually. The town now relies mainly on tourism and remains a relatively active fishing port. And so you've got the old side of the town with the new. I wanted to show you some of these ramparts that they had, and you can see some of the fortifications. This here, that white that you see on that upper left of this picture, that would have been how it would have been protected. This is an aerial view of the town. It looks absolutely beautiful. And this is the church where he would have been baptized as well. His parents were Jean Moulet and Sébastien Gérard. So let's get to know how Jean arrives in New France. So he arrives, as so many did, in the same manner. He arrived in New France as a Carignan-Chalière soldier, and he was part of the Mirois Company. September 25th, 1665 is when they disembarked in Quebec. Now, Jean had signed some contract with another lady on August 14th, but something happened, and by August 17th, 3 days later, he annuls the contract. And on August 19th, 1669, Anne and Jean were married in Quebec City. So that's kind of an interesting story. I always love these kind of stories. Like, ooh, who was that girl? What happened? Did Anne just show up and he fell madly in love? I don't know. No, I have no idea. So the family settles in Lachine. Just a little brief history of that area. The original owner of Lachine was Robert Cavalier de La Salle. His mission was, what he was given as a mandate, if you will, was to cultivate and colonize this area. Unfortunately, he didn't succeed, as he was too focused on trying to find a passage to Asia. He was one of those incredible voyageurs. So he was never there. The area was originally named Saint-Sulpice, but the area was renamed Lachine as a kind of inside joke. Even Jacques Cartier, 100 years ago, had been trying to find that passageway and named the rapids themselves Lachine Rapids. Eventually, the Lachine Canal was completed. That's where you can see this here on the upper left. Was completed in 1825, which is something the citizens and the merchants had long wanted. It became a way to navigate those treacherous rapids. At its peak, the Lachine Canal would have about 15,000 ships used its canal. You can see where I've circled it on the on the island of Montreal. And here in the bottom is one of the oldest settlements. It's also a museum. It's the Museum of Lachine. Definitely want to pay that a visit when I get to Quebec next. In all, they had 8 children. We have Anne, who married Matthias Chateautou and had 1 child. She then married a native man named René Tizam, I hope I'm saying this right, and had another child. She then married Pierre Gourdon at 52, and at 54, she had 1 more child. Just remarkable. I had to throw that in. Pierre would become an engagé and would go out west. So some of you may be discovering DNA, and it may link back to this family through him. Pierre Baptiste would die at 13. Marguerite would die, unfortunately, at 12. Louis would die at 9. Marie would marry François Meloche and have 8 children, all of whom made it to adulthood. Angélique Gabriel would die at 4 years of age. And Marie-Suzanne would marry Vincent Henri and have 4 children, all of whom made it to adulthood. Jean and Anne's life would take a tragic turn on August 5th, 1689, when they were part of the Lachine Massacre. On that date, 1,500 Iroquois warriors used surprise to launch against the undefended settlement of Lachine. Jean and Anne were among the victims, and 3 of their children. And that's why in the previous slide, when I talked about that this one died at 12 and that one. So we have Jean, we have Anne, Angélique, Louis, and I believe it is Marguerite, who all are presumed to have died in the massacre because they were never heard from again. So just a really, really sad story. And thankfully, some of the children survived. And that is just amazing, amazing. If you visit Lachine, there is a monument to the victims of the Lachine Massacre. It is a very widely, it was a terrible, terrible event, and it was never forgotten because of the element of surprise and the incredible viciousness of the attack was just so, was so dramatic. That I think it made a difference. It made a difference in the history of Quebec because I think that at that point they began to take much greater pains in protecting their people from that. And eventually they were able to subdue the Indian threat. Before I leave you, a couple of resources. La Société des Filles du Roi et Soldats du Carignan, we also have, which I am a member of. And we have the Facebook group, the Filles du Roi Descendants. And then, of course, the fabulous website, Migration, that I use almost every day to do the research I need to be able to do for this YouTube channel. And with this, we end episode number 93, a really, really sad story. But you can imagine that the viewer that requested that, I mean, the strength of the lines of these people would go on throughout history and would still flourish. So the fact that they existed, the fact that some of their children survived and bore testimony to what had happened to their family is just remarkable. And that sense of survival, I suspect, is part of the DNA, if you will, of that particular line. As of, let me just have a look here, as of 1729, even with all of that, they still had 34 descendants, which is a remarkable feat. Remarkable feat. They existed, they were there, and they are people to whom we owe much. We owe much for their sacrifice and their contribution to the history of New France. And with that, I bid you adieu and au revoir until I see you on episode number 94.